The Colgate Palmolive Peat Company presents, transcribed, The Show with a Heart, Strike It Rich! For every day, Monday through Friday, people tell their own true stories. Where with our cash, you build your own fortune. And now meet the Colgate Palmolive Peat Ambassador of Goodwill, Mr. Strike It Rich himself, Warren Hull.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody here and out there. Strike It Rich, the show with a heart, salutes you, the audience with a heart, on behalf of Vel, V-E-L. That's the best friend you'll ever have around your house, especially in the kitchen. Well, now we're especially going to strike it rich around here. And Ralph Paul, who's first?
Warren Hull, back again today to strike it rich, is our registered nurse from up White Plains, New York way. She's Mrs. Elizabeth Dollinger.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mrs. Dollinger. Mrs. Dollinger, we didn't quite finish with you yesterday, and we did our best, but we're sure glad you could come back. You said you wanted to strike it rich so that you could establish a memorial for your daughter, Mimi. And she was taken from you very suddenly. She had leukemia.
Right.
And you showed us her. You still have her picture with you. You said that she was just as wonderful as she was lovely. And she sure is lovely. And you wanted to give books, didn't you, for the scholarship to help help someone get
educated,
an education.
Well, they want us to teach or go on in medicine so that we never again have this thing happen.
Well, now, she went to the State Teachers College up at New Paltz, New York.
That is right.
You were going up there yesterday. Did you go?
I did go.
Yes?
And here's what became some of my...
What did they say?
Well, they said that the archives of the building would always have a little bit of Mimi Dollinger. And everybody was going to try that this wouldn't repeat itself and fight leukemia.
Well, yes, you want any extra money that you might get to go to the forces that are fighting the thing that
Absolutely.
Struck your daughter.
Absolutely. Every penny of
the Damon Runyon Fund, for instance.
The Damon Runyon Fund or the Red Cross. Yes. Everybody has helped us.
Well, fine. Now, let's see if we can help you, too. Come on now, Mrs. Dollinger. Of course, here you have a nice, great big box of bills.
And I'm grandma four times.
Your grandma four times?
After the show, four more to you.
All right. Yes, Ralph is very generous with that, Belle. And now you come on here, and you have... where were we yesterday? You had $40, and you were ready for music when we had to finish. Now, how much of that $40 do you want to put on music?
I think I'll double it.
You want to double it? I hope you will. Of course, this is an old-time song that's coming up here now. It's one that Grandma, you being a grandma, maybe you used to sing it. You listen and tell us the full name. Boy, he's swinging it.
Today by the hill, Maggie. When you and I were young, Maggie.
That's it. When you and I were young, Maggie. Bert Berman, they've been swinging that song lately, and he was right in there swinging it. But you recognize it. You have $80 now, and you spell it coming up. How's your spelling?
Well, I'm not going to give myself too much credit. I'll take half.
Oh, you want 20 on this? All right. The word is bequeath, meaning... Oh, I beg your pardon. You had 80, so it's 40 on this. The word is bequeath, meaning to give by will. Now, you spell it bequeath.
B-E-Q-U-E-A-T-H.
Right. Very good. There's $120. Now, there you are. You have that $100 you said that you wanted as a memorial, and there's $20 now that you can give to these other agencies that have helped you. Now, how much do you want on the last category? Turn back the clock. How much?
Double it.
You want the whole thing on it?
I'll take half.
Well, I put half then. That'll be 60 on this.
Oh.
Let's turn back the clock to an August day in 1926. A woman, the first of her sex, swims the English Channel. Now, name that woman.
Gertrude Edel.
That is correct. $180. And we're glad that you can strike it rich. Glad you could be with us.
Well-looking young eighth graders in our audience, namely Cynthia Castle and Emma Hoffman. And they're from Creamery, Pennsylvania.
Hello, how are you, girls? Cynthia, Emma. Ah, you have some cheerers on out there, don't you?
Yes.
Huh? Yes, how many?
About 23.
I can't hear you.
23.
They can't even hear you. 23 out there, huh?
Yes.
From Creamery, PA.
Yes.
Well, all I can say is that we have peaches and creamery right up here. With you two. Say, you put on your card here. You want to strike it rich to get a dishwasher for your school.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, tell me about it. Are you always this bashful, Cynthia?
Yes.
Yeah? Is she? They all nod yes. How about you, Emma?
Well,
tell me about it.
I guess it's hard. Well, we'd like to get a dishwasher for our school cafeteria because there's several children each day must leave their classes and go down and help do the dishes.
How many girls are there in the school?
Well, I don't know just how many girls there are.
Yeah? You don't know how many girls are in the school? Is it a big school or a little school?
Small.
It's small? Mm-hmm. Well, you've got so many dishwashers then. You don't need a dishwasher, do you? Huh? Tell me this. Are there more boys than girls in the school?
I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, you fear so, huh? Well, now, look, what's your specialty? I just want to find out. Tell me about her. What's her specialty?
Emma? Well, she's secretary of our class club.
Yeah, what's she?
She was in the National Spelling Bee this year.
In the National Spelling Bee? Boy, maybe you came to the right place. You know, we have a category on spelling. How much is this dishwasher going to cost?
About $350.
You think it'll be about $350?
Yes.
You think you can get that high? If you don't even answer the question, you won't get anywhere at all. Let's go on over there and see what we can do about that right now, huh? Come on. All right, girls, wait a minute. You see what Ralph Paul has for you. All right, nice big box of Bell. One for you too, Emma. And you know what? You don't need a dishwasher with this, really. You don't need this new fandangle thing. Just use this. Just put the dishes in that a little while. That's all you have to do. Take them out, rinse them, you're done. See? So in case you don't get the dishwasher today, you're all set. Come on, anyway. Let's see what we can do about it. Come on. Right there, girl. Now, you have $15 to start with. How much do you want to put on the first category? Cents or nonsense? How much? Huh?
Ten.
All right. Ooh, if I can find that card there. The famous nickname of William Cody is Buffalo Bill. Now, is that cents or nonsense?
Cents,
they both say. Hey. Right. All right, now take the lead. This is about movies and the people who have been playing the leads in them. How much? You have $25 there. How much on this? 10? You'll never get to $350 doing it this way. I just have to tell you. You can put 10 on if you want. Huh?
15.
All right, 15. Everybody knows that Joan Bennett and Elizabeth Taylor star in the picture Father of the Bride. Now, in this picture, their leading man is Spencer who?
Tracy.
Tracy! Yes, Tracy. Hey, you feel better? $40. All right, now we come to music. These are old-time songs. How much do you want to put on music? Huh?
40.
You say 40?
No.
You have 40 there. Huh?
30.
I can't hear you.
35.
Can you act as though I'm on the other side of the schoolroom?
35.
That a girl. All right, here we go now with this old song of the gay 90s. You listen and tell us the name of this old tune. We're going to accept that. It's the sweetest story ever told, but that's what's so close. Huh? Boy, just under the wire. Are you fainting at all? Cynthia, you have $75 now, and I suppose you'll be glad when this is over, won't you? Huh?
Yes.
Now we come to spelling, and you, champion, now, what are you going to do with that? Emma?
Put the whole 75.
You're going to put the whole 75 on this? All right. You want her to hold that box of bells so that you... Or do you want to hold on to it while you spell this, huh? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The word... That was hard work, wasn't it, Emma? That was really hard work. All right, you have one more question now. Let's turn back the clock. This is history. Now, how are you doing in history today? How much on that? You have $150 there. You want her to carry the load for a while now? $100 on this? All right. Here we go now. Turn back the clock to 1686. a great physicist, is born in Danzig. His big contribution to medical science was the invention of the 32-degree freezing point thermometer. Now, who was the inventor after whom this thermometer was named?
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit is right. Hey! $250. Very good. Good for you. I'm very happy that you can find it here.
Chosen from our audience just before airtime is a salesman, Samuel Sharp. His last port of call was Porto Alegre, Brazil. He's here to strike it rich.
Hello, how are you? Mr. Sharp?
The way Ralph mentioned that last port of call, I was just wondering, are you a sailor or a salesman?
Salesman.
A salesman, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're staying in New York?
Yes, sir, at the YMCA.
At the YMCA?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say here... this, you want to strike it rich to get your family together. Where's the family?
Yes, sir. My family's living with her, the parents in a one-room house, one room in the Bronx.
I can't hear you.
They are living in one room in the Bronx with her people.
With her people?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get together with my family.
Well, sure. How long has this been going on?
Ever since March.
Oh. Well, you've been out of work or something?
Well, I have been working, but I expect to get to work steady starting Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how's your wife taking all this?
Taking it very hard. The children, when I come there on weekends, keep asking me why we can't live together and why they have to stay there and I have to stay separate. Mm-hmm. We have never been separated before.
Sure. Well, now, how are we going to be able to help you?
Well, I would like to strike it rich to get enough to pay 1 month for an apartment and a deposit for the apartment.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how long have you been married?
9 years.
Mm-hmm. How many children?
Three, sir.
Oh, how old are you?
7 and a half, 5 and a half, 2 and a half. Mm-hmm. The boy was born in Brazil.
Oh, yes. I noticed you have some pictures here.
Yes, sir. This is the girl, 5 and a half.
Oh, she's a cutie. She's lovely.
The taller one is the 7.
Yes. Where is this taken, though, with the two...
In Brazil.
In Brazil?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's sort of a strange looking one. Is that a stone wall or leaning against?
That's the fence they have there in front of the homes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now, how much did you say it would cost?
Well, $60 for the rental and about $100 deposit for the security.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. You see what Ralph's been doing. Ralph's been listening out there. I know. Dropping. So he has a tube of Colgate dental cream for each for the whole family. All right?
Correct. I use it in Brazil.
There you are. You use that in Brazil?
Yes, sir.
Good. You're a wonderful man. We like you. Now, come on. You have $15 to start with. Sense or nonsense is the first chance to make some money here. Now, how much are you going to put on that? Five, 10, or 15?
15.
How much? 15? Right. Jack Dempsey became heavyweight champion of the boxing world by defeating Jess Willard. Is that sense or nonsense?
Sense.
That is sense, yes. It's 30. All right, here we go now. We'll take the lead. How much on take the lead? How much?
30.
30? Everybody knows that Cary Grant and James Stewart starred in the picture of The Philadelphia Story. Now, in this picture, their leading lady was Catherine... Catherine Helper. Hepburn, that's close enough. Catherine Hepburn, you mean. Yeah. All right, that's 60. I suppose Helpern is the way you would pronounce it in Brazil, isn't it, huh? All right. There's 60 and music coming up. How much do you want to put on music, Mr. Sharp?
Five only.
$5?
Very poor on music.
All right. This week's music quiz has a lot of old, old, wonderful old tunes. Favorites, too, from years ago. Now, you tell us the title of this one. What is it? What's the name of it? Time is almost up. That's such a well-known... You don't know that one?
Sorry, I know the tune, but I don't know the name.
It's the Anniversary Waltz. Right? Oh, I'm very sorry. Where are we now? How much do we have left here? 55. Now, how much do you want to put on... spelling. You spell it.
I'll put it all.
You'll put it all? All right. This is it now. The word is reminisce, meaning the calling to mind and narration of incidents. You spell it reminisce.
R-E-M-I-N. E-S-C-E-N-E-S-E.
You said, no, no, it's R-E-M-I-N-I-S. C-E-N-C-E. Yes, I'm very slow now. Where are, oh, there's a great big goose egg, Mr. Sharp. Oh, no, wait. You get $5, however. Wait a minute. Bell's ringing. Lights flashing. There being something here. Listen now. Hello.
Warren, our heart fund has enough money to pay the first month's rent. We'll give this gentleman
$60. There's your first month's rent. Thank you very much. Good job. There we are. That's all for today.
Folks, if you feel you have a good reason for wanting to strike it rich, the Colgate-Palmolive Peak Company, our sponsors, cordially invite you to write in and tell us all about yourself. Also, tell us when you expect to be in New York. And if you want to tell us why you'd like to strike it rich or write for tickets to attend our broadcast, our address is Strike It Rich, 485 Madison Avenue, New York, 22, New York. And good luck to you. Well, it's been nice being with you, and so on. This is Warren Hull saying so long for today. Hope you enjoyed our stay, and strike it rich, everybody.
Strike It Rich is produced by Walt Framer and is brought to you each day, transcribed Monday through Friday, by the Colgate-Palmolive Peak Company, makers of quality products since 1806. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting.